Chapter 10. Sharing Space. For most drivers, it is difficult to judge how much space they are going to need. You need to learn to judge how much space you must have to merge with traffic, cross or enter traffic, pass other vehicles. When you make any of these movements, you must yield the right of way to other vehicles. Merge. Anytime you merge with other traffic, you need a space of 6 seconds. That gives both you and the vehicle behind you a 3-second following distance. Enter. Whenever you cross or enter traffic from a complete stop, you need a larger space to reach an appropriate driving speed. When entering from a stream of traffic, you need more time to reach the speed of other vehicles. When you cross through traffic, you need enough room to get all the way across, not just halfway. Pass. Whenever you pass a vehicle on a two-lane road, you must enter a lane that belongs to oncoming vehicles. At highway speeds of 50 to 55 miles per hour, you need from 10 to 12 seconds to complete a pass. That means you need a 10 to 12 second gap in oncoming traffic to pass safely. You must judge whether or not you have enough space to pass whenever you approach an oncoming vehicle, a hill or a curve, an intersection, a roadway obstruction. Oncoming vehicles. At highway speeds, you will travel 800 feet in 10 to 12 seconds. So will oncoming vehicles. That means you need over 1600 feet or approximately one-third of a mile to pass safely at highway speeds. Different situations require various distances to pass safely. Regardless of the situation, you should never pass when there is oncoming traffic, particularly if the oncoming vehicle would have to slow down or pull over in order for you to complete your pass. Hills and curves. Anytime your view is blocked by a curve or a hill, you should assume that there is an oncoming vehicle just out of sight. Therefore, you should treat a curve or a hill as you do an oncoming car. This means you should not start to pass when approaching a hill or a curve. Intersections. It is dangerous to pass where someone may enter or cross the road. Such places include crossroads and congested areas, business and shopping areas, school zones, parks, playgrounds, and pedestrian crossings. While you are passing, your view of people and traffic may be blocked by the vehicle you are passing. Also, other drivers turning onto the roadway into the left lane may not expect to find you in the left lane. Lane restrictions. Before you pass, look ahead for road or other conditions that may cause other traffic to move into your lane. Make sure someone is not going to pull in front of you from a private drive or intersection. Space to return. Never pull out to pass unless you know you have enough space to return. Do not depend on having enough time to pass several vehicles at once or rely on other drivers to make room for you. Before you return to the driving lane, be sure to leave enough room between you and the vehicle you have passed. One way to do this is to look for the vehicle in the inside rearview mirror. When you see the vehicle, you have enough room to return to the driving lane. Signs and markings. Many roads have lane markings that tell you when passing is legal or illegal. You may not pass when there is a solid line on your side of the broken line of the road. You may pass if there is a solid yellow line on the left side of the broken yellow line. Pass only if there are no oncoming vehicles. Signs are also used to tell you when passing is legal or illegal. Kentucky law requires that a pass be completed before reaching the beginning of a no-passing zone. That a pass be completed when within 100 feet of an oncoming vehicle. If you are still in the left lane when you reach the no-passing zone, you are violating the law. Handling emergencies. Try to avoid getting into a situation where emergency maneuvers are required. You can do this by anticipating problems. However, there are some cases where the ability to handle emergencies is required. This section provides you with information on handling slippery surfaces, handling emergencies, avoiding collisions, use of seatbelts, collisions, handling slippery surfaces. A stretch of road that is safe under most conditions can become dangerous when covered with rain, ice, or snow. If you are driving at an excessive speed or going downhill, these slippery conditions can cause the vehicle to lose traction and begin to skid or to hydroplane. Hydroplaning occurs when your tires are skimming across the water on a wet roadway and not contacting the actual roadway surface. To avoid hydroplaning, Drive with properly inflated tires that have good tread and reduce your speed. If you see that you are about to drive over a slippery surface, or if you think the vehicle has started to hydroplane, remove your foot gradually from the accelerator or brake pedal. Do not try to stop rapidly or turn quickly until your speed has slowed and your tires have regained traction with the roadway. Pump your brakes gently, unless your vehicle is equipped with anti-lock brakes, in which case you should apply steady pressure. During poor weather conditions, drivers need to anticipate the possibility of slippery roadways and drive cautiously. Just because the road is currently clear doesn't mean it will be clear of ice, snow, or standing water around the next curve. Be prepared. Changes in the weather call for changes in driving. Be careful at all times and slow down. Handling skids. Drivers must develop the skill to regain control of their vehicle when a loss of traction occurs and the vehicle begins to skid. Drivers who fail to gain these skills respond to a skid by panicking, stomping on the brake, and then steering too much. These actions will only make the skid worse and often result in a vehicle collision, which could be fatal. If your vehicle begins to skid, here is how to regain control. Release the brake or accelerator. If you are skidding in a straight line and have to use the brakes, don't brake hard. This will only lock your wheels and make the skid worse. You should pump the brakes gently unless your vehicle is equipped with anti-lock brakes, in which case you should apply steady pressure. Your brakes will work the best and stop you quicker if they are not locked up. If you begin to skid sideways, you need to turn the wheel in the direction the back of the vehicle is skidding. This will allow the front of the vehicle to line up with the back. As soon as the vehicle begins to straighten out, turn the wheel back to prevent the vehicle from skidding in the opposite direction. Continue to correct your steering, left and right, until you recover completely from the skid. The most important vehicle control to use during a skid is the steering wheel. Handling emergencies. There is always a chance of mechanical failure or an unexpected emergency, no matter how cautious you are or how well you maintain your car. This chart notes some of the more common mechanical failures and what to do about them. Brake failure. If your brakes suddenly give out. 1. Pump the brake pedal rapidly and hard several times. This will often build up enough brake pressure to stop the car. If that does not work. 2. Use the parking brake, but hold the brake release so you can let off the brake if the rear wheels lock and you begin to skid. If that does not work. 3. Shift to a lower gear and look for a place to slow to a stop. 4. Make sure the vehicle is completely off the roadway, to the right if possible. 5. After the vehicle has stopped, wait for help. Do not try to drive the vehicle to a garage. Vehicle approaching in your lane. 1. Sound your horn. 2. Brake sharply. 3. Steer for the shoulder or ditch if necessary. Power steering failure. If the engine dies. 1. Put the vehicle in neutral and try to start it quickly. If this is not practical, or if the vehicle does not start, then. 2. Stop the vehicle. You may have to push hard if your vehicle has power brakes. 3. Restart the engine. Headlight failure. If your headlights suddenly go out. 1. Turn the dimmer switch off, then put them on again. 2. Try the headlight switch a few times. 3. If that does not help, put on the parking lights, emergency flashers, or turn signals. 4. Pull off the road as quickly as possible, and leave the emergency flashers on. You should pull to the right, if possible. Animal runs in front of your car. 1. Brake. 2. Steer to avoid the animal only if it can be done safely. Accelerator sticks. Vehicle keeps going faster and faster. 1. Keep your eyes on the road. 2. Quickly shift to neutral. 3. Pull off the road as soon as you can, to the right if possible, and bring your vehicle to a stop. 4. Turn off the engine. Hood latch failure. If your hood suddenly flies up. 1. Slow down. 2. Try to look under the hood to see, if you cannot. 3. Put your head out the window and look around the hood. Use the center line or the lane marking as a guide. 4. Brake and pull off to the side of the road, to the right if possible, and stop. Wet brakes. If you have to go through a lot of water. 1. Test brakes lightly. 2. Brakes may pull to one side or may not work at all. 3. Dry brakes by driving slowly in low gear and applying brakes lightly. Tire failure, blowout. 1. Grip the steering wheel. 2. Brake lightly. 3. Pull off the roadway, to the right if possible. Driving onto a low shoulder. 1. Reduce your speed. 2. Return to the pavement at no more than 5 miles per hour. 3. Do not overcorrect steering. 4. Grip steering wheel and gradually steer onto pavement. Breakdown on interstate highways. 1. Turn on your emergency flashers. 2. Park your vehicle on the shoulder, as far to the right as possible. 3. Do not work too near the edge of the driving lane. 4. If someone is with you, have him keep an eye on traffic, or do it yourself. 5. Avoid standing behind the car or between two cars. If you have pulled into the emergency lane and wish to re-enter traffic, speed up in the emergency lane, if possible, prior to pulling onto the roadway. Avoiding collisions. When it looks as if a collision may happen, many drivers simply slam on the brakes. This locks the wheels and puts the vehicle into a skid, making things worse. Sometimes braking may be the right thing to do, but it is not the only thing to do. To avoid a collision, a driver has 3 tools he can use. 1. Braking, which is used to stop the vehicle quickly in an emergency. Standard brakes, push the brake pedal hard. If the vehicle begins to skid, quickly let up on the brake, then quickly push it down again. Anti-lock brakes, apply steady pressure. This allows the vehicle to stop just as quickly, but also allows you to continue steering. 2. Evasive steering is used when you are unable to stop in time to avoid a collision. Try to steer around the vehicle or object, if you can do so safely. However, you should consider the movement of the vehicle you are avoiding when making any evasive move. 3. Accelerating is sometimes necessary to avoid a collision. Accelerate quickly if another vehicle is about to hit you from the side or behind. In a vehicle with a manual transmission, shift quickly into a lower gear and accelerate rapidly. If the car has an automatic shift, you can do the same thing by pushing the accelerator down quickly. To be able to turn quickly, you need to hold the steering wheel correctly. You should follow these steps. To turn quickly to the left. Best hand position for driving. Turn the steering wheel to the left as far as necessary to avoid the obstacle. As you clear the obstacle, turn steering wheel right as far as necessary to get back into your lane. As you return to your lane, turn the steering wheel left to straighten the vehicle. To turn quickly to the right, use the same procedures for turning quickly to the left, except turn the steering wheel in the opposite direction. To turn quickly, your hands must be on opposite sides of the steering wheel, the 9 and 3 o'clock hand positions. It is safest to hold the steering wheel in this fashion at all times while driving. Once you have turned away from something, you must be ready to quickly turn back again. Many people steer away from one collision only to end up in another. Protecting yourself in collisions. You may not always be able to avoid a collision. Try everything you can to keep from getting hit. The following are guidelines, if you cannot avoid a collision. Hit from the rear. If you are about to be hit from the rear, be ready to apply your brakes so that you will not be pushed into another vehicle. Brace yourself between the steering wheel and the back of the seat. If your vehicle has head restraints, press the back of your head firmly against the head restraint. Hit from the side. If you are about to be hit from the side, brace yourself with the steering wheel to keep from being thrown against the side of the vehicle. Get ready to steer quickly so that if you spin around, you can still try to control the vehicle. hit from the front. If you are about to be hit from the front and your vehicle is not equipped with airbags. If you are wearing a shoulder belt, use your arms and hands to protect your face. If you are not using a shoulder strap, throw yourself across the seat so that you do not hit the steering column or the windshield. Protecting yourself and your passengers. No one can be completely protected from being in a collision. None of us can predict what other drivers will do. During an average lifetime of driving, we face a 1 in 3 chance of being seriously injured or killed in a motor vehicle collision. Your best protection against serious injury or death in a collision is your safety belt. Safety belts. Kentucky law states, no person shall operate a motor vehicle manufactured after 1981 on the public roadways of this state unless the driver and all passengers are wearing a properly adjusted and fastened safety belt. The driver is responsible for assuring that he and all passengers in the vehicle are properly restrained. The proper use of safety belts is important. Use both the lap and the shoulder belt. The lap belt should be low and snug across the hips, not high on the abdomen. The shoulder belt should cross the collarbone and should never be placed behind your back. Seat belt law is primary in Kentucky and drivers can be stopped by law enforcement officers if observed driving while not wearing seat belts. The advantages of wearing your safety belts are: they will keep you inside the vehicle during a rollover. Your chances of surviving a crash are 5 times greater if you stay inside the protection of your vehicle. They hold you in your seated position during sudden stops and turns and prevent you from impacting the steering wheel or dashboard during a collision. You should realize that your body moves toward the steering wheel or dashboard during a frontal collision. If you are not belted in properly and you are traveling at 55 miles per hour when the collision occurs, your body will impact the steering wheel or dashboard at the same speed. The odds of you surviving this type of crash without proper safety belt usage are small. Airbags. Most vehicles are equipped with one or more airbags to supplement the safety belts. Airbags reduce the likelihood that the occupant's head or torso will strike some portion of the vehicle's interior. Airbags are designed to inflate if the sensors detect a significant frontal collision. The airbags deploy at speeds of 160 to 200 miles per hour, and the entire deployment process takes about 1/20th of a second, faster than the blink of an eye. In the event your airbag deploys, it is common for a powder-like substance to fill the vehicle compartment. This substance is only a drying agent for the airbag but could be mistaken for smoke. If your vehicle is equipped with an airbag, there are some things you should remember to avoid serious injury. Move the seat back. The driver's seat should be as far back from the dashboard as possible while still being able to operate the vehicle safely. The passenger seat should also be set back as far as possible. Drivers should place their hands on the outside of the steering wheel, never across the steering wheel where the airbag deploys. Children 12 years of age and under should ride in the back seat in a safety belt or child restraint system. The risk to children from airbags can be virtually eliminated if children are in the back seat. Infants in rear-facing child safety restraint systems should never ride in the front seat of a vehicle with the passenger side airbags enabled. Turn off the airbag if your vehicle is equipped with the factory-installed disabling switch. Child restraint systems. Kentucky law states, any driver of a motor vehicle, when transporting a child of 40 inches in height or less in a motor vehicle operated on the roadways, streets, and highways of this state, shall have the child properly secured in a child restraint system of a type meeting federal motor vehicle safety standards. Any person who violates the provisions of Kentucky's child restraint law shall be fined $50 and shall pay an additional fee of $10, which shall be deposited in the Traumatic Brain Injury Trust Fund. Proper installation of the child safety seat is your first priority. The safety seat will not provide the maximum protection if not properly installed. The safety seat should ideally be placed in the middle of the rear seat and anchored to prevent any movement in the event of a collision. Assistance with the installation of your child safety seat may be found at a child safety seat inspection site at your local Kentucky State Police post. Unattended children. Each year, children are injured or tragically die as a result of being left unattended in a vehicle. When you leave a child in the vehicle alone, with the keys in the ignition, you risk the child moving the vehicle and causing a collision. When you leave a small child in the vehicle for an extended time during hot weather, you risk the life of that child. Kentucky law states it is illegal to leave a child under the age of 8 years in a motor vehicle under circumstances which manifest an extreme indifference to human life and which create a grave risk of death to the child, thereby causing the death. There are several statutes in Kentucky law that makes it illegal to endanger the life or health of a child. Steering locks and locking systems. The spring-loaded steering lock has been standard equipment on most vehicles worldwide since 1969. It serves as an auto theft device. Be cautious with vehicles with steering lock devices. Never turn your ignition key to the lock position while the vehicle is in motion. That will cause the steering to lock and result in loss of vehicle control. Transmission park system. Park. Shift the transmission into the park position. Turn key to lock and remove. Two hand button system. Park. This system requires two hands. Depress button below the steering column. Turn key to lock and remove. Lever system. Park. Depress lever located near the ignition. Turn key to lock and remove. One hand button system. Park. Depress button near the ignition. Turn key to lock and remove. Push in system. Park. Turn key to off, push in. Turn key to lock and remove. Turn and remove system. Park. Turn key to lock and remove. Collisions. If you are involved in a collision, stop your vehicle at or near the crash scene. Stay there until the police have arrived and questioned everyone involved. In accordance with KRS 189.580(1)(b), when involved in a non-injury accident, move the damaged vehicles to the shoulder of the roadway. Get the names and addresses of all people involved in the collision and any witnesses. Record the following information regarding any other operator involved in the collision. Name, address, and license number from the operator's license. Vehicle registration number. Make, model, and year of vehicle. License plate number. Insurance company name and number. List of damage to vehicle. Record exactly what happened immediately before and after the collision. Later, you may not remember everything correctly. Always contact the police if there is an injury, death, or vehicle and property damage exceeding $500. Any person operating a motor vehicle on the highways of this state who is involved in an accident resulting in any property damage exceeding $500 in which an investigation is not conducted by a law enforcement officer, shall file a written report of the accident with the Department of State Police within 10 days of occurrence of the accident, using forms provided by the department. Send this report to address listed below. This must be done within 10 days after the accident, regardless of who is at fault. Such a report is not necessary if the police have made a report. Kentucky State Police, 1266 Louisville Road, Frankfort, Kentucky, 40601. If the accident involves a parked vehicle, try to find the owner. If you cannot, leave a note where it can be seen. The note should contain your name and address, your driver's license number, license plate number, date and time of accident. First aid to accident victims. By prompt and proper action, you may be able to assist in saving a life or in easing pain and suffering of persons who have been injured in traffic or other mishaps. Summon trained and skilled help. If possible, call emergency medical personnel and notify a peace officer. You should clearly and correctly state the place of the accident so that emergency personnel can find you easily. Only in life-threatening emergencies should you try to remove an individual from a collision. If possible, wait for an EMT or ambulance rather than attempt to remove an individual from a collision. Keep the victim warm by covering him with a blanket or coat if necessary.